The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. My guest, Donnie Dawson, the founder of Annie's Revenge, the Jamaica Invitational Pro-Am here in Montego Bay. Donnie, it's a pleasure to reconnect with you. And what a fun week here at Annie's Revenge.
Hope you had a good time, Anne, and thank you for having me. Yeah, it was a fun week. Started a little damp, but that's about it. It's the tropics. We expect a little rain here and there, but guess what? We ended strong with good Jamaican weather. Thank you for coming.
It was so much fun, as it is every year. This is the 15th year, correct, of Annie's Revenge?
Yes, this is the 15th year that we're doing the Jamaica Pro-Am Annie's Revenge here in Montego Bay. And we're looking forward to 15 more years. It's an exciting, I think it's probably the best kept secret in the Caribbean. I think it's the number one Pro-Am event in the Caribbean. What we do, what we offer, fine golf courses, staying at the beautiful Iberostar Grand Resort, playing some great golf courses. We played Tri-All this year. We played Cinnamon Hill. We played the Half Moon, the White Witch, which is usually in our rotation, was not ready, so we decided not to use it. But next year it will be ready, so we'll be back at the White Witch in 24.
Let's go over those golf courses again. Tri-All Golf Club, which, wow, they hosted the Johnny Walker Championship on the PGA Tour for many, many years. Used to come here for that years ago. The course is designed by Ralph Plummer back in 1958. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place. Not too close to this area, but it offered the golfers this year a taste of what Tri-All Golf Club is all about and what the pros played for all those years. Cinnamon Hill, a Robert Von Hague course, Rick Barrow design. What I love about Cinnamon Hill is, well, it's hilly for sure. Beautiful views on many of the signature holes. And Johnny Cash used to live there off the 14th hole.
Yeah, Johnny Cash lived at Cinnamon Hill. His villa or house is still there. And, you know, and I'll tell a little story. When I played golf in the 80s here, I would see him and June Carter walking along the golf course. And that was a thrill. But yes, we played Cinnamon Hill. And it is that 10 holes on the ocean and 10 holes up in the hills. Beautiful, beautiful scenery.
And there's a lot of history nearby the course, too. You have the Rose Hall Great House, which was restored back, recently, but it's an 18th century home, which is it's just so historic. And of course, the White Witch of Rose Hall, to which Annie's Revenge, the name of this tournament, originated.
Interesting take on that. Well, the Cinnamon Hill Golf Course is in, and the White Witch is in the shadow of the Rose Hall Great House, which was the home of Annie Palmer, which was dubbed, or she was dubbed, the White Witch of Rose Hall. Legend has it that Annie, who came over, who got married to John Palmer, who came to Jamaica in the early 18th century from Haiti, she was Haitian, and dabbled in the occult, voodoo and Obi and the whole nine yards. So legend again has it that she killed her husband and numerous lovers, until a particular slave that she was romantically involved in killed her, and the slaves put the Great House on fire. And it was until the 60s, 70s, that John Rawlins, who bought the property, restored the Great House to its splendor. So our tournament, the Jamaica Pro-Am, Annie's Revenge, meaning Annie will get her revenge on the golfers that play the golf course of Cinnamon Hill and White Witch.
Brilliant. I love that title. Did you come up with that?
Yes, I did, actually. And the logo, if you go on our website, jamaicaproam.com, you see the logo and the witch's hair flowing in the wind in the back. It's sort of creative that you get that witch haunting feeling.
Well, you know, sometimes when you play golf anywhere, you feel like, oh my God, you want revenge on something. But Annie's Revenge is just a perfect name for this tournament. You play three different golf courses, Half Moon Golf. We haven't talked about Half Moon yet. A Robert Trent Jones Senior course opened back in the early 60s, refurbished by Roger Rulrich. And that hosted the Jamaican Open for years and European PGA senior tournaments. And all these golf courses are championship courses and offer the amateur and the pros who play in this pro-am a very different experience.
Yes. The Half Moon course that you just mentioned, Anne, is your traditional Robert Trent Jones course. Nine holes out, nine holes back. It's flat. It's not hilly. So I love Half Moon for me because I score so good at Half Moon. From that standpoint, I love Half Moon. It's a very well-maintained golf course. I put it rival any other courses out there. But it doesn't have the spectacular views of a White Witch or a Cinnamon Hill. Now, those courses, of course, we said we have, let's take Cinnamon Hill. You have 10 holes on the ocean and 10 holes up in the hills. So you're moving up to an elevation of over 600-700 feet up, looking down on the ocean. White Witch, on the other hand, you're looking at an elevation of up to 1,000 feet, and you're playing within this mountain course. So there are three different golf courses that you're going to experience. Of course, we're talking about tryout. Similar, you have holes on the ocean. One through five is on the ocean, and then you go up in the hills and you come back at 18. That runs against the ocean again. So different topography, different types of layout, but all spectacular, beautiful.
Right, and all with such variety within a pretty short distance of each other, correct? And, of course, one of the most wonderful aspects of Jamaican golf are the caddies, the Jamaicans who accompany you all day long and just enjoy seeing you play well and try to encourage you when you're not playing well. And, you know, it's just such a wonderful way to get to know some of the Jamaican people.
That's a treat also. Playing with a caddy. In Jamaica, when you go out on the golf course, you got to go out with caddies. But the caddies, Len, they're like your friend because they're going to help you if you want and show you and teach you Jamaican flora and fauna as you go along. So you make a buddy as you go out and play golf. You're not just a caddy, but you're going to end up with a friend. And so the caddies are really there to help you and to introduce you to Jamaica. So, yes, caddies are really good.
Now, the competitors in this tournament are mostly from the United States, but you also had a couple teams from the Caribbean. I'm not sure if you have European teams that come in, but you have the pro and three amateur golfers. And explain the format of this kind of thing.
So we have, yes, the majority of the teams are from the U.S., we have a few teams from Bermuda. We had a team from the Dominican Republic. We're trying to now open the tournament more to Canadians and to Europeans who want to come in and play. But right now we have people from the U.S., teams from the U.S. that are playing. I encourage everybody to go on our website, jamaicaproam.com, and you can see what it costs to be here to begin with and how the packages are broken out. It's a 4-night, 5-day stay at, as I mentioned earlier, the beautiful Iberia Star Resort. It's only about 15 minutes from the Montego Bay Airport, and you're here at this resort. So it's great. The format is there on our website. All the information about the tournament is there. So I encourage you.
Say the website again.
JamaicaProAm.com.
I love that. And of course, to end the week, we had a spectacular theatrical production where prizes were given and the winning teams were announced. And you have different flights, obviously. You know, you have a championship flight. You play Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And, you know, you have a lot of opportunity to play golf and a lot of opportunities to win prizes.
Yes. And to mention, One of our main sponsors is Cobra Puma Golf, and they really stepped up. And I tell you one thing, our swag bag, or whatever you call it, tea bag, is valued at over $400. We give away a lot of stuff at the event here. But Cobra Puma Golf has stepped up, and our tournament chairperson from the Golf Connection does a good job in managing the event and managing the on-course tournament. Here's another thing that we do. With the Jamaica Tourist Board, who's also the main sponsor, we have on-course hospitality. So you'll never be short of food. We serve Jamaican beef patties. We serve Jamaican jerk pork and jerk chicken and other treats. And of course, beverages. We have cold red stripe beers and everything. You'll not go hungry or thirsty on the golf course.
So it's Scotches that provides the pork and the chicken?
Yes, Scotches provide the jerk chicken and the jerk pork.
A little taste of Jamaica, yes. A big taste of Jamaica. When you're playing every day, you get that very authentic feel. You're on these golf courses, you're with the Jamaican people as caddies, you're eating Jamaican food, and the hotel is fabulous. There's so many different restaurants to choose from on the nights off. There are a couple organized, the opening cocktail party on a Wednesday night, the awards dinner and cocktail party on the final night on Saturday. But Thursday and Friday, you're on your own, and there's just so much to choose from this hotel property.
Yeah, well, the Iberostar Grand is all-inclusive. So there's about five or six different restaurants, not excluding the big buffet that they have. So the choices, and what we have done is to make the players roam around free and enjoy the resort, and or if they want to get off property. So Thursday night, as you mentioned, Thursday and Friday are open nights, free nights, and they can do what they want, make reservations at the Japanese restaurant or the surf and turf restaurant, and just enjoy. It's all inclusive, so you can eat and drink as much as you want.
And when you're not playing golf, or if you have a spouse who doesn't play golf, there's so much to do during the day with the beach here and the pools and the spa. And, you know, you can sightsee and go on certain excursion trips and snorkeling. I mean, there's just so much here to offer, Donnie. It's just a perfect vacation. And if you're a golfer, it's paradise.
We encourage golfers to bring your spouses or your significant others. As you just said, so much to see and do. While the fellows are on the golf course, you can be out at the spa, or you can be outside seeing or shopping, whatever you want to do.
And the hospitality really is second to none. The Jamaicans enjoy having us here. They're just no problem on. Authentically, no problem on.
So, yes, no problem. So as we close the door on the 23 tournament, we're going to open the door on the 24 tournament, and we'll soon announce our dates. Usually it is the weekend before Thanksgiving, and we're looking at various dates, but by the first of next year, we'll come out with our dates for 24.
JamaicaProAm.com is the website. Donnie Dawson, founder of Annie's Revenge, the Jamaica Invitational Pro-Am here in Montego Bay. Thanks so much, and continued success.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you, and thank you to your listeners, and I hope you come back.
The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for men and women, featuring the exclusive ice-filled cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more.